fisherman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, folks. Welcome to the show. This is your country folks surviving up here in North Dakota. Merry Christmas to everybody. If your kids just got out of school, in most areas of the country, your kids are now home for Christmas vacation. And that's a lot of fun. Up here in North Dakota, we got 13 days of vacation. And boy, do we have news this Christmas and this Thursday. We got a lot of Trump news in the last 24 hours. I invite you to join in and plug in important points that I may miss at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm going to start right here. I'm going to refresh a page on the, well, let me get some of the housekeeping done. This is December 20th, 2018. And the name of the show is The Trump Phenomenon. I didn't get that in there. James Kelso, did I get my name in? All right, so we got all the housekeeping done, and you've got the phone number to call in. I invite you to call in now. All right, I'm going to start the show off with something exciting that happened yesterday. One of our callers alerted me to a GoFundMe page from a patriot named Brian Kolfage, and I may be mispronouncing his name, K-O-L-F-A-G-E. But Brian Kolfage in Miramar, Florida, apparently, he started a GoFundMe page to build the wall. He entitled it, We the People Will Fund Will Fund the Wall. That's what Nancy or Chuck Schumer do every time they say the word the wall. They have to cough. they have a visceral negative reaction. So I'm going to go to the GoFundMe page. I made a contribution earlier today because this is so exciting. And there are now, if you want to go look at it while we're talking, it's at GoFundMe.com. Just go to your search engine. Try not to use Google, but Bing maybe, Bing.com. But search on one word, GoFundMe, and then search on the Trump Wall. The Trump Wall, that's the name of his page, or his name, Brian Kolfage, K-O-L-F-A-G-E, with my apologies for any mispronunciation there. Well, let me update the page. This started 3 days ago, and of course it started from nothing. So it took a while for it to get known by people like our caller, our listener last night, who clued me into the existence of this page. Hold on just a second here. Let me, I'm kind of looking at what's going on in my, Skype keeps changing its face. I'm looking at the face of this page and it's changing on me. I'll tell you, these are devious people over here. Anyway, get this. Here's the good news. How many people have contributed? How many patriots said, yeah, you know, I mean, we shouldn't have to pay for it out of our own private pockets. That's what taxes are for. And we've paid handsomely there. But this shows the fervor, the anger, the dedication, the intensity of Donald Trump's supporters about especially the wall. Well, 153,000, I'll round it off, 154,000 of us have contributed, most of them in the last 24 hours. And the total we've contributed is $9,333,300. Wow. And that's an average of somebody out there. Do the math. You got a pencil handy. Divide 9,333,000 by 153,000. I think that's about $50 or $60 average contribution. The biggest donations, somebody anonymously today donated $50,000 5 hours ago. A company, Fortress Stabilization Systems, donated $12,000. A fellow named Edgar donated $10,000. And a bunch of other people donated $10,000. Somebody 9 minutes ago named Dale donated $9,000. Then a whole bunch of people at $5,000. That's pretty exciting. And I'm willing to bet that now that $50,000 donation occurred about 10 minutes before Donald Trump walked up to the podium to give the magnificent talk he gave today on what's wrong with open borders. Absolutely beautiful things that he said. And, you know, maybe 20 minutes before he went to the microphone, somebody anonymously threw in $50,000. I'm open to the possibility it was Donald Trump. But in any way, that's just a hunch. But the important thing, I think Donald Trump has caught his attention that we, the patriots, we mean it. I was trying to show that with my emphatic presentation last night. I'll continue that tonight. But when people throw, let's just round it off to $10 million in basically a day, I remember we were all proud when I was a big participant in the Ron Paul revolution. I have forgotten the exact details. Maybe one of you out there with a better memory can remember it. But there was a fundraiser that we did in which we raised, I think we raised $6 million. And that was a new record. That was a new one-day record for raising money for any political campaign. And Ron Paul, you know, rightly boasted about that. And it showed the intensity of the Ron Paul revolution. Well, this group here, this is not even Donald Trump calling for these donations. This is a Iraq war veteran who lost two legs and an arm, an amazing guy, this guy. I'll just call him Brian so I don't do a disservice to his last name. Brian, tremendous patriot, injured by a howitzer or mortar round that went off within feet of him in Iraq. And amazing that he's even alive. He then went on to complete a college education, get a degree in architecture. He's got a family, beautiful wife. What a guy. He, on his own, just like you, he's just a patriot, just like you out there. One guy said, hey, let's raise some money for the wall. And I think I don't think that the ultimate intent of this website is to fund the wall. I don't think that's, the total just went up. While we were talking, another $35,000 came in just while I was making the last paragraph. What this is showing something. It's showing Donald Trump something. And I think it had an effect today because an amazing and wonderful good thing happened today. Donald Trump did a couple of things that must make all of us just shout for joy. Number one, he said, if you can't give me a wall, I'm not going to sign your stupid damn budget. You losers. You loser, Paul Ryan and your fellow henchmen. They've axed my presidency for 2 years. Good riddance. But I'm not going to sign another one of your turkey budgets in which you can't find $5 billion, which is peanuts. One of the commentators today made the point that's less than the annual sugar subsidy. Just a subsidy paid to sugar growers, just as, you know, free money to make their sugar more competitive with foreign sugar. $5 billion. And there are many, many other programs like that. The war in Afghanistan, and we'll get to the war from the peace president in just a moment. He did great things there. The war in Afghanistan, $45 billion just this year. That's what I heard yesterday. $45 billion. Hey, by the way, anybody, whenever my facts are a little bit off, just correct me. $45 billion this year for a stupid war that the commanding general who just retired said we're losing. The commanding general. This is when the commanding general says you're losing a war. Folks, you're losing the war. He's the last guy to admit it. Understandably. But that's where we are. And today, I'm just more praise to Donald Trump. I'll come back to the wall. I'll come back to his defiance of the politically correct rhinos. But another group of politically correct rhinos that he defied today. And God bless this man. Were the dumbass generals and dumbass other people who don't get it that war in Syria is stupid. It is stupid. It is against American interests. And Donald Trump defied all of these people. He defied everybody in the deep state, in the permanent political class. These people, almost to a man and a woman, were livid today. And by the way, another thing I want to praise about Donald Trump, no trial balloon. He didn't test his toes in the water, see what the reaction would be. He boldly, simply strode forth, and he said, as president of the United States, I instruct our military to withdraw from Syria. When? Now. Beautiful. Beautiful. Just a direct order. And the and one of the upshots of this, apparently, General Mattis, as Secretary of Defense, General Mattis resigned. And I salute Donald Trump for this. Mattis apparently is a good man. But he's wrong. He disagrees with Donald Trump on Syria. He also apparently, again, you have to rely on these talking heads who may or may not be telling you the truth on this. He disagreed with Donald Trump about the wall. So General Mattis did the most upright thing. And he said, I disagree on these two absolutely essential questions of peace and of national security and a wall. So I'm resigning. Well, good for him. And as he, you know, so I'll give him a salute in respect for doing that rather than staying in there as some kind of a snake who disagrees and would undermine the president. Now the president could go out, would get what he should have. He should always have secretaries and cabinet members who support him. No other kind. So well done, Mr. President, on your Syria policy, which, going back to your promises, you promised. This is a stupid war. We don't need to be there. We shouldn't be there. We should get out of the Middle East as much as possible. And more praise for the president. He has asked that we get out of Afghanistan. Fantastic. And by the way, I heard one military man, a colonel maybe, I forget his rank, he was on TV and he said, look, the 15,000, again, I may get the number slightly wrong, but the 15,000 troops we have in Afghanistan, what is the point of even having them there? He said, militarily, when you're in a major war, 15,000 troops, I don't care how good they are, can't do, have only one mission that they can fulfill, which is to set up a perimeter and protect themselves. That's all they can do. 15,000 is not enough troops to go in and engage a nationwide enemy in a huge country like Afghanistan, where they have an unlimited sea of hundreds of thousands of recruits. Every year, a whole new batch of, you know, 14-year-olds become suitable to be crazed vest bombers and suicide bombers. They have an unlimited resource pool. And interestingly, as I mentioned Ron Paul earlier, Ron Paul and Rand Paul very nobly praised Donald Trump for doing this good thing in Syria. The Pauls, as wrong as they have been on immigration, and I think Rand Paul is less so now, but his father certainly was didn't understand it's a key issue. Anyway, they were right when they pointed out by having the U.S. Army in the Middle East, we're recruiting terrorists. That presence of our tanks and planes and drones and bombs and men in the area, in their face, actually is the thing with which they recruit their terrorist armies. It's called blowback. That's what we're getting. We didn't have any problem with this part of the world before Bush Jr. decided to go in there with, you know, what? I mean, how many troops did Bush Jr. go in with, this idiot? His father went in with a huge army as well, but at least got out more or less. Anyway, so there you go. Great things done today by Donald Trump. Let's look at this fundraiser, the GoFundMe. The total now? Okay, it just rose another $30,000 or $40,000. $9,400,000. So in the course of the show tonight, we'll see this top $10 million. The total donors, 155,000 people. That's a lot of people. And if a caller will do the math, let's go to some callers. Maybe somebody did the math. Divide 9.4 million by 155,000. Let us go first to a caller last night, Rhonda. We love you, Rhonda, in Missouri. You're on the air.
Hi, Kelso. Hey, you know you can't have a GoFundMe page for the wall without a Democrat setting up a GoFundMe page for letters to get over Trump's wall, right?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, listen, on TV today, were these idiot liberals who said, it's just stunning. They said, like Schumer and Pelosi, here's the kind of thing they say. These people they're lying because their lips are moving. All experts agree that a wall doesn't work. All experts agree a wall is a waste of money. And then the guys like Schumer add, all a wall does is people get taller ladders and dig deeper holes. What an idiot. Here's what all experts, and by the way, who are the experts? Who are the experts about our border? Some academic dweeb at New York University with his totally left-wing faculty position? No, that's not an expert. An expert is somebody that puts on a bulletproof vest down at the border every day as their uniform for work, shows up before dawn facing cartel gang members and MS-13 savages, and does that every day for a job and leaves his wife and children or her husband and children every day to do that. Those are the experts. And you know what? They all agree, all of them. They all want a wall and say it's absolutely necessary. Stay there. Don't go anywhere. Rhonda, we'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John.
Bad John. Yeah, Donald
Big
John.
John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted
Big Bad Donald John was in the mine today, folks. And he did give out a mighty shove with a mighty heave and a mighty cry. There's a light up above. Well, we saw a light today, folks. Donald Trump. I'm going to play it for you in 2 minutes and 9 seconds. Donald Trump says more than all the rest of these clowns say in a year. And it was beautiful to hear. It was wonderful. Let's listen to Big Bad Donald John right now. He's got Mike Pence right behind him, nodding in agreement all the way through these 2 minutes and 9 seconds. Here they go.
At this moment, there is a debate over funding border security and the wall. Also called, so that I give them a little bit of an out, steel slats. We don't use the word wall necessarily, but it has to be something special to do the job. Steel slats. I've made my position very clear. Any measure that funds the government must include border security. Has to. Not for political purposes, but for our country, for the safety of our community. This is not merely my campaign promise. This is the promise every lawmaker made. It is the solemn promise to protect and defend the United States of America. And it is our sacred obligation. We have no choice. Yet the Democrats continue to oppose border security no matter how many innocent people get hurt or die. Ridiculously and dangerously, certain people want open borders, which allow potentially massive crime. Our nation has spent trillions of dollars and sacrificed thousands of brave young lives defending the borders of foreign nations. I am asking Congress to defend the border of our nation for a tiny fraction of the cost. Essential to border security is a powerful physical barrier. Walls work, whether we like it or not. They work better than anything. I look forward to signing a bill that fulfills our fundamental duty to the American people. It is all about, and I say this in any way they want to hear it, it's all about America first. We have to put our country first. We have to put our...
And I like to see Mike Pence nodding his head in agreement right there. And I love what the president opened with. Pardon me for interrupting. Who wants to listen to me if you can listen to Donald Trump? But what big bad Donald John just said is that the oath that every elected official takes in America to serve and protect, to defend the Constitution, that oath requires that they protect our border. It's not a pledge that Donald Trump made all by himself in a political campaign. He correctly states that all of these treasonous politicians are betraying their oath of office. They're not defending our people, our nation, or our Constitution, or law.
People first. We have to put safety first. So thank you all very much. And we'll be working on that, Mitch and Paul and Kevin and everybody, and we'll see what we can do. But hopefully that'll all come together.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And the, and I'll tell you what, beautiful on your part, you patriots out there, something happened in the last 24 hours. Something of our message that we are your wingmen, Mr. President. Come on, we will back you up. Defy these people. Don't let these people wear you down. Don't do deals with them. Don't accept as inevitable that crap that worms like Paul Ryan put upon you. Defy these people. If you believe, and we trust you, we trust your genius, your judgment, your character. You know it's right to get out of Syria. If you've got 12 generals standing around your desk disagreeing with you, do what you know is right. Don't listen to these swamp creatures. Are there among the generals, are there swamp creatures? Of course. I heard a very good analysis by somebody who said, you know, we used to have an army where the best fighters became the generals and got promoted. But that was then. This is now. The way you get promoted to general now is political correctness. Are you LGBTQXYZ? Transgender, transmogrified, transubstantiate? Is that what you are? Then you get to be a general. If you're a normal person, you're out of luck. That's what we're getting. We're getting political generals. The deep state is everywhere. So Donald Trump, ignore these SOBs. And that's what he did today on Syria. Well done, Mr. President. And that's what he did. These people were all caught. Boy, did they get their panties in a twist today. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good?
No, they're not, folks, and we know it. The good times are not really over for good.
Highway rolling down here.
And I'll tell you what, talking about this GoFundMe page, I did the math during the break. Average donation is $63, folks. That tells you something. That hurts. People don't have $63 to pledge like that. In that number of people. There's another 100,000 that just came in. In small donations. $9,536,000. Now, let's place this in context. The biggest GoFundMe page ever has raised $21 million. And this is a legal defense fund for women and men who experience sexual harassment, assault, or abuse in the workplace while in pursuit of their careers. And this was started in December of 2017. So this has been running for a year and it's raised $21 million. That is the largest GoFundMe. There's some others here. I'll tell you what, I think this GoFundMe might be the biggest, might become the biggest. As with $10 million already, really basically one day of being well known. I'm looking at some other funds here like, it's going to be the Las Vegas Victims Fund for the Las Vegas shooting of those hundreds of people that were shot in Las Vegas. That's one of the biggest, has raised $11 million so far. And that is that was founded over a year ago. So this GoFundMe page for the wall already is going to surpass that one in a day. Let's go to our callers. And let's see, Rhonda, thank you very much. I apologize. I got to get to some of these other folks. Let's go. We've got Ken in New York and John in Missouri, an engineer, if I can go at this time to John. This is Big Bad John there in Missouri. John, you're on the air.
Hi, James. Yeah, I think this was the greatest thing any president's done in my lifetime.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Not signing that thing so that, until he gets his wall money and getting out of Syria. See, this is all LBJ had to do years ago, and all them people would still be alive. And they wouldn't have spent our Social Security money, and Donald has the vision to do this.
And I'll tell you what, I like the connection here, Big Bad John, that's created by your friend, Big Bad Donald John, which is that the man, Brian, who created the now $10 million GoFundMe page to build the wall, left two legs and an arm in Iraq. Donald Trump is horrified by the I've heard him more than anyone else. He notices, he is the people's president. He notices the victims, the people who suffer under this elite system that has been ruling over us. So when he talks about the border, he talks about the angel mothers who lost their children to illegal aliens. And he puts them up on the stage with him in his rallies. He puts up moms who lost their son or their husband or fathers who lost their daughter or wife to these murderers streaming across our border. Donald Trump, look, imagine the guts it took, John, when he was running against these other 16 Republicans, all of whom are war hawks, with the exception of Rand Paul. They can't get enough wars. John McCain never saw a war he didn't love. But it was Donald Trump who said, and he got the support of the military. He said, we have squandered $6 trillion in the Middle East on stupid wars that have cost the precious lives of thousands. And then it's Donald Trump who always goes on to say, and more than that, ruined the lives of so many people with horrible injuries and horrible psychological, trauma. So much so, I forget what the number is, John, but it's some incredible number of Middle East war veterans commit suicide every day. Why do they do that? Why do they do that?
Because of what they've seen.
Yes.
And made to do.
Yes.
And, when you're stuck out on a battlefield, I've never been there, but I'm sure that you just want to stay alive, and so does the other guy.
Yeah, and I think the number, one of our callers can help me out with better data. I always appeal for that. I think the number, it's some incredible number, John. It's something like 20 vets kill themselves every day.
I think it's 22, but that's all vets.
Yeah, but these are all, these guys that are killing themselves now, they're not World War II vets or Korean War vets. These are guys who got traumatized in Iraq and in Syria and in Afghanistan and
some Vietnam vets in there too, but
well,
all them wars are terrible. That we're not supposed to fight wars, but J. James, this is why we voted for Donald. We wanted a real man in charge. We didn't want a politician. We wanted a man.
Yeah, a man. And part of what I admire about what he did today, you know, just saying, you know what, I've had enough of the Syria war. And he's getting these reports also. Some of these recent casualties in Afghanistan are, what do they have a name for it? It's when a guy who's one of the Afghans who's in the unit does an inside job and kills, you know, he's a fake. He gets in the unit and then he blows up our soldiers or executes them after they've trained him and trusted him. Donald Trump has just said, you know what, I can't. We're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to take these fathers away from their families for this worthless country, this worthless mess that is Afghanistan. I mean, and we're sacrificing men by the thousands and money by the trillions, which is, of course, the hard-earned earnings of Americans. And these rats, these scumbags in the Democratic Party get up and posture. They lecture Donald Trump. They talk down their noses to Donald Trump over $5 billion. These people waste $5 billion probably every day. And their programs, all of their programs, these demon rat programs, they're all wasteful. They're all corrupt. And $5 billion, you know, just see these huge spenders who have run up a $22 trillion national debt. And folks, their big hero, Barack Insane Obama, Barack Obama ran up more national debt in his 8 years of wrecking ball presidency than all American presidents from George Washington to the present. He ran up more. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
I just want to say it's easy to spend other people's money.
Yeah. And said Donald Trump, I thank you, John, for you called it right here. The courage of this man at the last second. I mean, this is a last second, save from Donald Trump. And these guys, you know, they were already on their, they'd already gotten on the planes. They were already going home for Christmas. The Democrats in the Senate, was it today or yesterday, were singing Christmas songs. They were thinking the whole thing is funny. And Mitch McConnell, he took the Senate vote on a voice vote. It's not even a recorded vote. Folks, do you realize trivializing everything that we stand for as patriots? Mitch McConnell, do you realize, folks, a voice vote, there's nothing recorded.
Yeah, can't you see the hand of the people that are paying those people in everything they do, in every move they make?
Yeah.
You know, it's the gun lobby or the munitions lobbies. It's this lobby. It's that lobby. You can just watch them anymore. Now that we know their game, you can just watch them. They're being paid to do this stuff, our politicians. They're all gutter trash.
Yeah.
I stepped in gutter stuff down at the barn today.
Yeah. And, you know, it's amazing. You see this small band of honest people. And one of them, you know, an example of you know, what's the difference between an honest person and a lying person? A piece of scumbag. On the left, there are a few honest liberals. And I use the example, he's been appearing on TV for a couple of years brilliantly, is the attorney Alan Dershowitz. He's even written a book called The Case Against Impeaching Donald Trump. And he gets on with brilliant legal insight, just pounding away at these phony, lying left-wing Democrats. And he himself is a liberal. He was on the Tucker Carlson show, and he had to, it was wonderful to see. He had to interrupt Tucker for a moment and say, well, I just, you know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to say I disagree with you on that political point. And Tucker said, of course, you're a liberal. Of course we disagree on a lot of things. But what Tucker admires about Alan Dershowitz is that he believes in the Constitution, and he believes in justice. And he believes in, you know, all sorts of ancient ideas that were once the bedrock of America. And there was that time, and it's wonderful watching Alan Dershowitz, because I remember, you remember back to the times that, you know, liberals were, you know, they disagreed with you, but they weren't monsters. Now they're monsters. And the, God,
we can see through them, James. We can see through them.
But this
I'm going to get off so somebody else can call, but thank you for your time.
All right, thank you. That's big, folks, that's Big Bad John there in the mine there in Missouri. Thank you, my friend. Let us go to Ken in New York. Ken, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I had another comment, but since they're talking about what was going on in Iraq as far as suicide goes, perhaps you could look into this sometime. I had heard on several occasions that on the battlefield, fluoride-based mind-bending drugs are being handed out without prescription. Now, if you were taking these things and then all of a sudden you came back to some semblance of sanity and you were bathed in the blood of your victims, do you think that might cause you to commit suicide?
Well, yeah, the horrible thing, let's just, you know, without any further analysis, if your men are coming back from a war and they're killing themselves in large numbers, something's really, really wrong. And the first thing to, you know, consider is that this war, this assignment that they've been given is absolutely a terrible misuse of these men. And the amazing thing, Donald Trump pulled it off. Well, pulled it off is not the right word. He forthrightly said, honestly, to these millions of men who've served in the Middle East, he said, this war was a waste. It's a tremendous waste of blood, of life, of money. And you know what?
Yes.
It's the military that voted for Donald Trump, just as they did for Ron Paul, interestingly. The military voted for Ron Paul. Ron Paul raised more money from military sources than all other Republican candidates combined. Yes. And Donald Trump did the same thing. He got the support of the soldiers, not the political generals. Forget the political generals. Man, what a tremendous thing. And by the way, there's something I omitted mentioning, Ken. Boy, did Kelso get it wrong on this Judge Emmett Sullivan. Oh, man. Whoa, did I get it wrong? Talk about wishful thinking, run amok. This guy, Emmett Sullivan, is a jerk. He's a complete jerk. And let me look for my paperwork on him. I wrote it up, my notes. After now I remember where I went so wrong with him.
Saying ain't so.
Yeah. No, this guy, Judge Emmett Sullivan, he called Mike Flynn a traitor, accused him of treason, went off his rocker on the bench. He accused Mike Flynn of being an agent for a foreign power while he was employed by Donald Trump. All of this is false, completely false. But it's worse. And I say he's a complete idiot. And the D.C. Court of Appeals, Emmett Sullivan. He also, within 48 hours, came up with another whopper, which is he countermanded all of Donald Trump's refugee orders. Countermanded the whole thing, stating that all of Donald Trump's work in changing our refugee policy is canceled. I mean, come on. Who does this guy think he is? Just because he's got a black... This unelected monk, this unelected idiot, and but it gets worse. This so-called judge ruled that every person who has been denied refugee status in the Trump years must be flown back to the United States on your dime and get a complete fresh hearing on your dime. And they have a right to refugee status. And this guy calls himself a judge. So, boy, did Kelso get it wrong on Emmett Sullivan. I was just hoping. Yeah, go ahead.
Don't be so harsh on yourself. The fact that he's even a judge means he belongs to another cabal and he has loyalties elsewhere. I wouldn't worry about that too much. But you had mentioned that. Were you talking about the so-called money bomb? Because if you were... That was what I heard, and I used to listen to AJ in Texas at that time. It was $4.7 million in 24 hours. It attracted the attention of the entire media. And that was the first time I ever gave money to anybody outside of a church. I gave them $200.
Wow. Well, yes, and you're right. Your memory's better than mine. Yeah, we called it – I was a participant in that. It was called the money bomb.
the money bomb. And you got the number better than I did, 4.7 million in 24 hours. Now, this money bomb, this GoFundMe, is already outperformed that. And so let's hope it gets that kind of attention. You're right. It made a national news story that we Ron Paul revolutionaries. And, you know, that Ron Paul revolution that you were a part of, Ken, that was a precursor to the Donald Trump revolution, clearly.
2007.
Yeah, 2007. That's right. And the, boy, you're bringing back the memories, Ken. Stick around if you like. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Can't keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound mystic high.
Set. Mixtures.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. We've got Ken in New York on the line. Dr. Kelly's holding. Thank you, Dr. Kelly. And the boy, we're in our last segment here. Let me just think of some of the things. This is a day to celebrate, folks. The president did the right thing. And these heroes, boy, these guys we've been saluting for the whole history of this show. We've been saluting Jim Jordan of Ohio. We've been saluting Mark Meadows of North Carolina and Mark Gates of Florida. We've been saluting these guys, Ron DeSantis, who's now Governor DeSantis, we've been saluting these guys, and we were right to do so. They delivered. You know, last night they had their Freedom Caucus meeting, and Donald Trump was noticing. He was noticing the passion that these patriots have. They were noticing our passion. He was hearing it from all directions. You know, he was getting the word that his army is out here and we are ready to follow him straight into the gates of hell. You know, he is our Leonidas and we are the 300. And we will not fail, Leonidas. So what Donald Trump did the right thing today when he said basically to Xerxes, Schumer, and their Persians, this is Sparta, as he sent them down the well. And that's exactly what this beautiful moment was today. And, you know, why is Leonidas is not admired for having won the battle over the Persian horde. No, he's admired for his courage, which has inspired real men for all time. Real Europeans have been inspired by Leonidas. He won, even though he and all of his men died. Now, we're not proposing that for Donald Trump or the House Freedom Caucus, but it does show that when you go down, you aren't going to go down without a complete, furious fight. And everybody admires that. And that's what we admire in Donald Trump today. It's wonderful. And on the same day that he was a fighter, he was also a man of peace. I love that Vladimir Putin noted the greatness of Trump's action in getting the hell out of Syria. That's a great action. And that sent a huge message to the Russian people who should be our friends, who would be our friends, except people like this SOB Bob Mueller and these Schumer Pelosi people. They have prevented the friendship between the American and Russian people, the two greatest European peoples in the world. They want to divide and conquer. So Trump struck a great blow today against those people with his move to peace in the Middle East. We didn't even get to Donald Trump's Twitter account tonight. We'll have to look at that tomorrow night because we're out of time here, basically. And Ken, we're both going to hear the music in a moment. Oh, there it is. Ken, thank you. Rhonda, John, Dr. Kelly, thanks for holding. We'll see you all tomorrow at the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.